Over 1,000 people gathered at Fountain Park this past Saturday morning for a Black Lives Matter rally and protest. The protest came in the wake of the death of George Floyd, a handcuffed black man in Minnesota who pled for air as a white police officer pressed his knee on his neck. Reverend C.T. Kirk spoke at the rally and said that Rock Hill should be known for its motto, No Room for Racism.
It should be known for the friendship line that started the sit-downs and marched all along the highway. If we're going to be known for something, let us be known for taking a stand. We ain't come out here today to tear up our city because we love our city. We didn't come out here to fight because we love each other. We are out here today to let them know that Rock Hill is together.
City Councilwoman Nikita Jackson plans to introduce an ordinance to create a citizens advisory board to the police department. She said that people were tired.
We just need for, you know, everyone to be treated equally and fairly and for all of this to just stop. You know, too many people are hurting. Too many lives are being lost senselessly for no reason.
Former Northwestern High School and NFL player Ben Watson was on Fox News yesterday morning and gave his reactions to the national protests.
A fool looks in the mirror and walks away unchanged. This is a time in America that is very, very important. We will be foolish to walk away from this time unchanged. So I believe it's incumbent upon all of us really to address the reasons why these things continue to happen.
The Rock Hill March went from Fountain Park to City Hall, down Johnston Street, and then back to Fountain Park.